Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the pat-downs ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Welcome to another episode of the Pat Down. I'm sitting here with Dion and Chris, and we talking about Pissy Pat and...
And Driveway Willie.
And Driveway Willie. And I got robbed in Atlanta. Them nigga robbed me. They ain't shit down south.
You better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. This Pat spit the truth, spit the real fact. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talking about? It's real though, and cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste the time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this a taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and go and repeat it.
Hello guys, did y'all miss me? I took a trip to Atlanta and got my ass robbed.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, got robbed. So I was telling my friend, I was like, you know what? I really miss Atlanta. I said, sometimes you just miss the ghetto shit to go on. Right, Dion?
No, not at all.
I told my friend, I said, you know what? I would like to be robbed. And literally, I went to Atlanta and they fucking robbed us.
Always on time.
I was saying it as a joke. You know, you want to see nigga shit. You know, just ghetto stupid shit. People fighting in the street. You know, people. So I'm at this hotel.
I have no desire to see right. any of that shit.
Well, sometimes, you know, it keeps you humble. And I like being around all types of people. So
human cockfighting keeps you humble.
So I'm checking to this hotel, and I should have known time I checked into it. It was the, that's Westin is what. It was the Embassy Suite by the Atlanta Airport. Don't stay there. Them niggas set you up there. Do not stay there. So I go and I check in, and I should have known right then and there that it was some bullshit because the cashier, her wig was pulled back too far. She had a part from her nose all the way to the back of her ears. I'm like, bitch, if you don't put some hydraulics on that wig and let it down on your head the right way, you better.
Was her wig a lowrider?
That bitch was back like it was a lowrider. So she had on these long nails. And she had her shoes off. So I should have known right then and there. When they got their shoes
on. She
didn't
have her shoes on?
Yeah. No, she had no fucking shoes on.
No shirt, no shoes. I'm not giving you service.
So I check into the hotel. I said, okay, this is some ghetto shit right here.
Picture her. What room you in?
No, she was not doing that. So check this shit out. I check into the room, me and Junebug and Ashley. The time I walk into the room, y'all. Blood on the wall. I'm like, what in what? The dog hell what? Fuck is this? So I called her. I said, hey, yo, girl, you need to get down here. These motherfuckers done left blood all on the wall. The motherfuckers, you know, I'm like, did they stab a nigga in this
was it
motherfucker?
In the bathroom?
It was on the wall going toward the bedroom. Like, the nigga, whoever got stabbed had to grab onto the wall. So I was like, how the housekeeper not see this fucking blood? So she coming out, oh, I'm so sorry. I only got rooms on a really, really top floor. I said, nah, we just going to clean this motherfucker. So I take out my motherfucking wipes and I clean the whole fucking room.
She gassed me with Lysol to avoid COVID, but she's cleaning up some pathogen.
No, she cleaned up the blood. I just wiped down the whole room with my sanitary wipes. So I'm there about two nights, and then she was like, well, you need this breakfast ticket for breakfast, and breakfast was fucking horrible. So I ended up going to eat at Quick Trip. That's a gas station in Atlanta. Give them a coffee there. By the third night, I'm in there. I wake up about 4 o'clock. I'm talking to my husband on the phone. I don't hear shit. So I tell Juma, somebody go out here 5:30 in the morning, get a cup of coffee. I get out there, and these niggas done knock my motherfucking window out of my rental car. I said, oh, my motherfucking God. I said, why y'all steal from me? Ain't shit in this motherfucking car. So then I said, oh, my God, Juma left my motherfucking Louis Vuitton slippers in there. I was like, oh, Lord, I can't afford these shoes. These niggas done stole my glasses. Now they done stole my motherfucking shoe. And they can't have nothing real. So.
Oh, Lord. see a picture.
That's how I said, all these niggas on got me, June Ball. You left me. I said, did you leave my Louis Vuitton shoes in here? And he was like, yeah. I said, oh, nigga, I can't afford them shoes no more. All I was thinking about, I was like, I can't afford them. I cannot fucking afford them. They like $800. So I get the security, the police, right? We call the police. I said, call the goddamn police. They done broken my motherfucking car. So, no lie, me and Junebug said now.
Well, no one police, at Atlanta PD is working.
The police walked to the scene.
He had on Louis Vuitton slippers.
Y'all think I'm bullshit. I said, Juma, where did nigga come from? So I asked him, I said, nigga, you a real police officer? He said, yes, what the fuck your car at? I ain't heard no siren. Ain't no. Now, Juma said, Mom, I thought that nigga put that uniform on me in the bathroom. So.
Like the pursuit of happiness.
Fuck you, DL.
Like the nigga just lived in the bathroom. Wow, it's a cave.
So long. He put, old fat ass officer too. You know he wasn't gonna do shit but drink Quick Trip coffee and eat donut. Fat young black man. So he walk out there. I said, these niggas I broke my motherfucking car, stole motherfucking $1,000 shoe, cause you know when you steal from black people, they always add a couple extra hundred. I'm out there pissed off. So I'm cussing Junebug out because I told him not to leave my fucking shoes in the car. We right across the street from the hood. So the police said, well, ma'am, this happened around 5:30. I'm like, how the fuck you know? He said, oh, they called us. And told. I said, and y'all didn't wake a nigga up. Y'all just let me sleep through the fucking robbery. So he said, well, ma'am, this shit happened almost every night at this hotel. I'm like, and y'all ain't told nobody?
Jeez.
So the sun started to come up.
That's why he didn't drive.
Yeah.
He's staying there. Right.
And he was not a security guard. He was a real fucking police officer. So no lie, y'all. It was College Park police. That's who it was. So make a long story short, the sun come up, nigga, and everybody's car was broken into. When the sun came up, all you saw was shattered glass everywhere. I said, what in the dog hell? Fuck. So a lady come out. I had all these new military people, whatever they call when you first joined the military. So all of them were standing. They fucked all them soldiers' car. So one girl came out and said, oh, pussy-ass nigga, they don't even know how to steal. They left a fucking gun. A whole fucking gun they left. But one person, which I didn't understand this robbery at all, they got on this nigga's sunroof and pried his sunroof open. I'm like, you could have just broke a window like you did on my car, you dumb motherfucker. They literally pried his sunroof apart and couldn't get on and finally just broke the fucking window. I'm like, these must be some dumbass kids. One man, so this is the topper. So by this time, I'm up here bitching about my car being broken into and shit. And Juma finally found out that they didn't steal my shoe. They stole his shoe. Which, thank
now,
God.
Now all of a sudden, she's not upset anymore.
Right? No, I'm upset about the window. So make a long story short.
Just the window.
Did you have insurance on the car?
No, I had my insurance, which did not cover the little window because it was like $300. But I went in the next car. I would never rent a car in Atlanta again without full coverage insurance. So then this black man come out and he said, what done happened out here? And my son was like, man, they done broken everybody. He said, y'all niggas got hit. And he looked at his car and said, shit, my tie flat, I got hit too. I said, nigga, ain't nobody flattened your motherfucking tie. He made the police write up a police report to my, he got hit too. I'm like, nigga, your tie ain't got no rubber on it, bitch. Maybe it was just tied and died.
It was heartbroken watching all the other cars. Right.
I'm not good enough once again.
Yeah.
I'm giving up.
I could not believe they broke into my rental car. So I rented, the lady was like, well, ma'am, I give you two nights free. I said, bitch, you can't give me nothing that start with an F. I'm getting the fuck up out of here. And I wasn't even serious about leaving, but I looked up and Junebug had packed up all our shit. Head down. Where the fuck you going? We going away from here. I said, this suburban, you scary motherfucker. They stole his brand new shoes. He had just bought Air Force One. It was only $80. All they had to do was knock on the door and ask a nigga, can they have him? I would have unlocked my motherfucking door when he got out of bed and locked the motherfucker back. I said, these some stupid motherfuckers. Come to find out, that hotel, you get broken into all the fucking time.
She gonna ask me, you wanna come to Atlanta with me?
Yeah.
I was like, fuck no.
Atlanta is, you know what, I'm from
wild.
That. It's wild. It's like,
no, I'm watching the news.
No, that the news ain't what you really see. I mean, you know, they just show you one part. But it's like everybody is hungry down there. Everybody got a Mercedes. Everybody got a BMW.
Ain't no zone.
Everybody cracking everybody's heads.
That's what I'm saying. They don't have zones for foolishness. In Indianapolis, we got a foolishness zone. It's the east side, and this foolishness just happens over there.
That's true.
The Keystone.
Everything, every other place, you be all right. You go to the east side, you risk it. Atlanta, it's foolishness everywhere. And I can't handle that. I can't handle that. I need my foolishness in one place.
It's so true. You don't go near Crown Hill, and you don't go in that 10-block radius at 34th and Keystone. Just, everywhere else, you're totally
cool.
Fine. Yep.
But if you in that area, you know, hey, some shit might pop off.
Right.
In Atlanta, it's not like that at all. I remember we went to the mall, and that fucking crazy lady was going off on a security guard till he pushed her down, and she got up and just walked out like, maybe I should calm the fuck down. I was like, what is happening?
Well, that's a West End mall. Anything that jump off in that motherfucker. My friends own an eyebrow shop in there. One day they just shot the fucking the money man who picked up the money. They shot his head off and took the bag.
Brinks security guard.
It wasn't Brinks. It was another one. But it was coming out of Maxwell. That's like the dollar store. Who the fuck rob a nigga coming out the dollar store?
People in Atlanta.
And I was going to say, I'll give you one guess.
Is it that it's hot? Is it?
I don't know, but it's like, I did not. This is the first time I've been to Atlanta.
You know what it is? They don't zone off anything. That's the problem.
I don't dedicate
y'all crazy zone.
Nobody says
to. Y'all don't push everybody to this one look. Like, all you crazy motherfuckers, fine, be crazy. But be crazy over there. They just let that shit go wherever you want. It's like,
I can tell you this. That was the first time I ever been in Atlanta. I did not feel safe. Like, literally, I had a lot of work done on my rental house, and I had to go get cash because nobody writes checks anymore. And I was dealing with the Mexicans who cut down the tree. They're like, cash if you got it, cash if you got it. So I said, well, I can't speak Mexican like that. Like,
so you turned
like,
into the ShamWow guy.
Well, I can't speak that, but he's like, cash, cash. That's all he knew was cash. So I went and got him some cash.
No me gusta bank account.
What? What'd you say?
I just said I don't like bank accounts in Spanish.
Oh, well, I don't know if they like bank account, but they just kept hollering, cash, cash, cash. They sound like the man on the Fantasy Island. Fantasy Island! Fantasy Island!
The cash boss.
And so I had to go get them cash to get. I got some trees cut down. And so I was like very fucking scared to the point where I was sticking the money all the way up my vagina like a fucking tampon, because I was like, nobody want wet money.
No, I want wet money. I'll take it.
I don't want her wet money. Checks.
The worst money laundering since Breaking Bad.
I remember when I used to sell crack, I used to keep it in my underwear, and some days it did not smell right. Oh, some days I pull that crack out, I'm like, whoo, I need a bath.
Who cut this?
They would be a little baggy, but they would be wet and they would be stinky.
Oh, God.
I can't get high off this pussy crack.
Oh, back in the day, boy, I used to put everything in my underwear. Oh. It was easy.
How many people have smoked crack out of her drawers?
A lot. I'm not lying.
That's why I don't do drugs. Because the backstory is so much worse.
There's no FDA on this.
It was FDA approved. Fishy, dicky ass.
Oh, gosh. Do you not feel safe because just like the news is crazy, or you've been here too long?
Just,
or like, why didn't you feel safe?
I think I just been here too long, and you know, you let your guard down. In Atlanta, man, you gotta be looking over your shoulders. It's like, you know, like, so I'm walking around. I felt really uncomfortable walking around with like name brand stuff on. Because motherfuckers take your shit. Motherfucker will literally take your shit. But then I tell myself, well, I'm black. They're going to always think it's fake anyway. So, I mean, I just felt very fucking uncomfortable. I just, not one time did I feel comfortable. And I'm always looking over my shoulders because these motherfuckers crazy down there.
So we just posted a Patreon episode with TV show news, by the way. So join the Patreon to hear that. You were talking in that episode about how you wanted to move from here and go back to Atlanta. You were tired of white people. You wanted to go back to where their culture, where there was culture. Like, do you feel that way now, 2 weeks later, after having spent a couple weeks down there?
I think I'm going to need to move around more white people. With a few black maybe, people sprinkled in.
Maybe Marietta.
No, maybe Peachtree City. See, I need to go down there where black people scared to just ride at night. They scared the shit out of me. I said, these motherfuckers crazy in Atlanta. They crazy. You just saw people fighting in the street and shit. It's just, I think it's just too many people. I think this coronavirus have made all of us fucking paranoid. You know, we at the point of staying in the house with the same person, and the people who need to cheat can't cheat because you get the same old dick. Now you're depressed, or if the dick don't work, if it's ice cold, you know, we need to get out.
Is this confession time or?
No, I'm just saying. I don't think I had sex since the coronavirus hit.
You know, what's really fucked up is Atlanta was like that before coronavirus.
I asked my husband, that's what the pussy said. It's a virus out there.
He didn't want to catch the virus.
I don't even got the virus. He said, do you not understand social distance? I said, nigga, we're the same bag. He said, but my back turned. My husband remind me of Three's Company when the landlord didn't want to fuck the wife.
Come and knock on my door.
Come and knock on my door.
Do you want some pussy? No, not at all.
Not at all.
I truly sometimes I said, you remind me of that man from Three Company. You don't want me. What are you talking about? I said, that's why you fall asleep every night. And he got these weed drips that he take, and I think he be ODing on them, so I don't wake him up.
Wait, he's got what drips?
Weed drips.
What the fuck is weed drips?
I don't know. Somebody sent me. Somebody sent me weed drips.
Stop calling them that.
What do they look like?
They like little drops that you drop in your
CBD
mouth.
CBD oil.
Oh.
It's fucking weed drips.
Weed drips.
Sounds like a knockoff candy or something.
Yeah, weed drips. So he take that at night to relax.
Are you tired of staying up all night?
Drop this up under your tongue. You be out like a motherfucker. You won't see the bitch that you really don't like to sleep next to. So that's what
Fat Town's brought to you by Weed Drips.
We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I know you ain't calling me no hoe. Boy, die you.
By the way, well, Ashley looks phenomenal. You really do. Like, I haven't seen her in like 3 weeks.
Fuck her.
Yeah. Such a hater. She's lost like, how much have you lost overall?
90.
50 pounds. Your glasses look great, Dion.
Yeah, thank you, Chris.
Dion got new glasses. Oh, shit, he can see them holes. Who is that? Them other ones from elementary school, wasn't they?
Not quite, but close.
Is it a big
deal? It was the grade after you dropped out. Wait.
Whew, that was a long time now. I'm surprised the glasses didn't fog up. You know, like started to like just disappear. The plastic.
These are, they got that new coating that you can put on, that anti-glare coating, mm-hmm. which was like an extra 100
that's
something.
That's not
bucks.
New. You just ain't had no glasses.
You know what I'm talking.
Yes, I know exactly what you're saying. Don't,
that's been around for a long time.
So they tint. Yeah. They tint when you go from light to dark.
The transitional.
Yeah, all of our glasses do that, dear.
No, they don't. Not everybody's.
Nah, mine don't.
His all don't. Yeah, that's why they get stolen so much.
So I gotta tell y'all this. So I'm in Walmart here in my neighborhood, and when I go out, I don't put on no makeup, no wig, no bra, cause I fucking hate a bra. And so I'm in Walmart, so I'm gonna run in there real quick and grab some shit and come on back out. So I look around, this little black dude following me. So I'm like, he about to get his ass whipped. Cause I'm thinking, you know, right now they grabbing people and then they lynching them, and that's one of the reasons why I ain't losing no weight. Because if you grab me, motherfucker, you want to put me on an oak tree, cause it ain't gonna work. So, I mean, I don't know who they got trafficking people, kidnapping people. I don't fucking know. I look at everybody.
Can you picture the kidnapper trying to kidnap us? Help!
Ah, help!
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 They're going to be the kidnapper holler, help.
I can picture Miss Pat. Nigga, what is you doing? I need somebody to grab your other leg.
You nut-sniffing motherfucker.
So I'm walking through Walmart, right, and this guy just keep following me. So we on the chip aisle, and I'm about to say, nigga, what was you following me? So he said, hey. I said, hey. He said, are you Miss Pat? I said, yeah, who the fuck are you? He's like, I'm a big fan. I heard you on Joe Rogan. I see your podcast. I said, well, nigga, you could have said that 2 hours ago. I'm figuring out what the fuck to throw in your face.
A bag of chips?
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck? Because I seen him. I caught his eye, and I knew. I said, he either know me or he's security thinking I'm about to steal. But everybody know me at my Walmart.
It never occurred to her that she's famous.
No. And he was like, oh, I'm such a good fan. I said, don't tell nobody you see me with my wig off, my plait hanging out. I'm like, fuck.
You should have drugged him with some weed drops.
So I'm at the post office today talking shit. Just talking mad shit because they love to call my name when I go in there. So I go out. He said, kill the ass, Miss Pat. A white dude. I said, who the fuck are you? I said, Lord, I gotta put my hair on and some makeup. I gotta get into this pretty shit where I put on a bra and makeup and shave. I ain't shaved in so long. I didn't say where.
We know. We know.
We can see your chin, my nigga.
Fuck you. I did shave my chin.
I know.
I was like, I shaved my chin 2 days ago.
That was just a drone strike of a joke.
Fuck you. You had me feeling bad. Sometimes I get them little gray hairs down there. They be don't want to come out of shit. I damn near got to get the hammer to get them
up. The hammer?
You know that piece on there that pulled nails out? Fuck you. I hate them little gray hair be sticking out and shit. My husband don't like that shit when he on top of me. He sound like a nigga from the chin.
Your husband doesn't like your beard?
Hold on, I was going to tell y'all. See, we talking, I'll do it on next. I'll do part two to my experience from being in Atlanta. It was so fucking crazy. It was so crazy. But you know, the good part is I started doing stuff to my house because I had the driveway done, some trees cut down. I got my house pressure wash.
You need to tell a story about the first driveway man that you was going to pay. This nigga. So was in the car, Chris.
He was a fool, wasn't he?
This nigga was wild.
So I guess this is gonna go on a little longer. So I was doing different estimates. And my thing is, you know, right now, black people, Black Lives Matter, black business. So I said, okay, I got to at least get a black man a chance. They don't always work out, but you be trying to get your people a fucking chance. So I called it black dude up. I think his name is Mr. Willie, wasn't
he? He sounds like
a slave.
The black dude from Night Court. He sound like he looked just like that nigga.
So I didn't ever get to meet him. So I said, hey, I'm calling you about my driveway. And he gave me a price. He said, what you think about these niggas running around here protesting and shit? I said, what you talking about, Mr. Willie? I don't even know this man. He just started talking like this after he unquoted my driveway. This old stupid-ass nigga, that ain't how you do shit. I said, well, how you want him to do it? It's a better way to do it. I said, well, Mr. Willie, how the fuck you want him to do it? This time, I done found myself in an argument with this man. I said, hold on, nigga. I'm trying to give you some business. You fucking it up for yourself. We get into an argument.
They started fighting about Black Lives Matter. He ain't even got paid yet.
Chris, he ain't got the job yet.
He already arguing.
Yeah,
he talking about, well, I don't think they should be doing it like that.
I think they're some stupid ass niggas. I said, Mr. Willie, what the? I don't even know you. The fuck is wrong with you? You black nigga. I said, you ain't nobody fucking with me. I said, but your old ass ain't marching either.
When she told him, she said, I don't even know you. He's like, well, you'll get to know me if I do the job.
I was so pissed. I mean, literally, it was my first phone call with this man, and we started arguing over Black Lives Matter. He black. Y'all some stupid-ass nigga. Y'all young motherfuckers some stupid nigga. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm calling you, trying to give you a job.
Chris, I was laughing so hard, but I couldn't be loud because it was on speakerphone. Right. Oh my God!
I was like, "See, Dion, why you can't support black business?" Now
she was trying to go through a black business, but I was like, "I wouldn't hire that nigga."
And I did not hire that nigga because literally, me and him argued over Black Lives Matter for about 20 minutes. And every time I called him back to say something like about the job, when I thought I was going to give it to him, he want to argue about Black Lives Matter. Motherfucker getting shot. Wouldn't get stay your ass in the house. You wouldn't get shot. I said, "What the fuck is wrong with you, old cooning ass nigga?" So, make a long story short, I couldn't deal with Mr. Willie. I could not deal. I wanted to give Mr. Willie the money, but I couldn't. So, and then I went to my friend, who his quote was just too fucking high. And then I ain't gonna lie to you. I tried two niggas and a white man. And the white man came in a lot cheaper. And he did a good job. He came out there with his Mexican crew. He didn't want to talk no Black Lives Matter shit. All he wanted to do was his backhoe and tear up the driveway. He didn't say a motherfucking thing to me. But he was also the cheapest. And he was the only one that had a concrete contract. Everybody else wanted me to buy my own concrete. When you get your driveways, when you're dealing with concrete, let me say this to you guys, what I've learned. You need to realize, if they're real concrete people, they have something called a concrete contract. The concrete people who got a concrete contract get it a lot cheaper from the regular nigga like me and you.
If they spell it with a K, don't buy it.
concrete contract company.
Fuck you, dear. So, my concrete.
All driveways matter.
My concrete. What the fuck is y'all laughing at? What's so funny?
The KKK concrete company.
How you supposed to say it?
Yeah, you're saying it right. I'm just saying if it's spelled with a K, don't buy it. Oh. I'm not fucking with you at all.
Oh, well, concrete. So the
to give that warning.
The concrete is I paid $115 a yard, but if you go through somebody who don't have a concrete contract, it was $165 a yard. So, of course, I was going to pick the white man, and he did a really good job. I didn't have to argue with him like I did Mr. Willie, and I had to put up Mr. Willie bullshit because Mr. Willie wasn't even going to tap the driveway. He just wanted to lay the motherfucking driveway. Then he got small me and cussed me out before I even gave him the fucking job. I said, look at you old-ass nigga sounding like motherfucking Harriet Tubman with a dick.
He had the deepest fucking voice.
Sound like Harriet Tubman with a dick. And then cussing me out. You ain't even got the fucking job yet. So I was like, fuck you, Mr. Will. I'm going on over here to Louis. Louis did a good job.
It looked great. It looked really good.
It did. Louis did it because I cussed Louis ass out.
Did you really?
Yeah. Louis, I met Louis. I like Louis. Concrete man in Atlanta. His name is Concrete Company. Is it Jess Wright?
I don't know.
Get Right or Jess Wright or some shit like that.
J-E-S-S?
No, it was Get Right. Let me see what Louis' name is. Louis did a good job. He had me cracking the fuck up. Though he said
Louis Armstrong.
Louis said, I used to be on meth. I said, I can tell. You know, white people love to tell you when they got a stroke. He said, I was on meth. My son did meth for the first time and died. And my other son in jail for 20 years. I'm like, God damn, Louis.
Jesus.
I know. But he told me that shit after he had the job already.
Yeah, right.
I was like, God damn, Louis, all that. I said, how your son get on meth? He said he went with a stripper his first time hitting it, and he died. I said,
yeah.
You sure, Louis?
I can't do that.
I said, I think the stripper paws in your son. So that was Louis' problem was, but he was a nice guy. He did a good job.
While she's looking for that, I came in. I go, hey, we posted that bonus episode where that friend dropped that kid off when you were 11. She goes, yep, and that baby turned out to be a stripper. Yep, no, that's
so,
all right.
If you listen to the bonus episode, I tell him at the end of the podcast that when I was about
like
10
it
or
was
11,
nothing.
Like when I was like 10 or 11, my friend from school, I'm pregnant at the time. But was I pregnant? I don't remember. But anyway, she asked me to keep her baby. And when I kept her baby, she never came back.
Don't tell anymore. Let people go listen.
Yeah. So they didn't believe me. And I have to remember this shit. But I remember a classmate who found a baby that I gave. I had to get a baby to the police. Because the bitch was gone by 2-3 months. The baby was growing up with me. Fucked up part. But I ain't know the baby name. I ain't know it needed shots. I ain't know what the fuck that baby did. My mom was like, you don't get the ugly motherfucker up out of here. But I was telling Chris that I found out after they left, I called my friend to verify that my friend, the classmate, really left me with the baby. I gave the baby to the police, and I found out the baby turned out to be a scripple. And I'm like, is that my fault, the baby's scripple?
Definitely not.
No.
No.
No, Garyana's not a stripper. It's
they
okay.
They say the mama, they say the lady who adopted the baby that I gave to the police, the girls wanted to thank me for giving her to the police. Mm-hmm. But I don't know.
The stripper wanted to thank you?
Yeah.
Yeah, wouldn't you? Your mom left you just with some random 11-year-old.
Yeah, so
yeah, thank
some
you.
Lady with some money adopted her, and then she turned out to be a stripper.
There's nothing wrong with being a stripper.
It's a professional.
That's right.
Profession. What the fuck you call it?
It's a profession. You were right.
Yeah, I just think to be a stripper, you got to be really wet in the middle to slide down them poles.
Wrap this shit up.
All right, that's enough.
Am I wrong? Because yeah. I could be a scripper, nigga.
I know, we heard about your crack.
What would my name be? Pissy Pat.
Who's paying for that?
Nothing says sexy like piss.
Some people like old bitches. They wet all the time. Ha-choo.
They don't mean in their face.
I shouldn't be doing that. You be don't fell out. All right, y'all, that's the end of that episode. Thank y'all for tuning back in. These some bitches crazy. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at misspatcomedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.